Welcome to Peak Health, a radio show dedicated to empowering you to take back control of your health so that you can have the freedom to live the life that you want. I'm Lisa Morse, naturopathic physician on the island at Fern Cove Natural Medicine. I'm dedicated to helping you uncover the root cause of your symptoms so that you can get back on the road to feeling well again.
And I'm Claire Denise, certified health and wellness coach and a personal trainer. Our show is going to bring...
I'm sure that as we move a little further into this topic, you're going to give us some great alternatives, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There's hope.
Oh my gosh, thank goodness.
Yeah. So I just want to mention also there's other medications besides the proton pump inhibitors. They're like Tagamet, Zantac, Pepcid. They're a similar action where they're reducing the stomach acid, but it's more temporary than the proton pump inhibitors. So just to be aware if you're taking those.
Well, are you going to tell us that we should take stomach acid?
It depends. I mean, healing up the gastrointestinal tract and getting the right enzymes and working, then maybe some people are able to. If they weren't able to tolerate it initially, their body heals and they can.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's not a death sentence. So there's the food allergies, and then there's different supplements, and I kind of mentioned some of them already. Slippery elm, the deglycerinated licorice, and it's deglycerinated because licorice can cause high blood pressure in some people. And so the glycerin, I'm not saying that right. It's a certain portion of licorice, glycyrrhizin, I think it is. That's it. It's a constituent of the herb. It actually can raise blood pressure in certain people. So I'm not saying it quite right.
Deglycerinated licorice.
Yes, there you go.
Okay.
See, you could become a naturopath.
I'm catching on.
Yeah. So, and then marshmallow. So those are all.
Marshmallows.
Yeah, Oh, see, here you go. This is where I need you because I'm talking about marshmallows.
I'm picturing those little white fluffy things that are great on the end of a stick.
Right. People are like going, no, Dr. Lisa told me to eat marshmallows. It's a herb. It's another herb. And so you make tea out of it or a gruel.
Does it taste like marshmallows?
No, I don't think so. Not really. I mean, it's mild tasting to me, but anyways. So using those herbs to soothe the tissues. And then you asked before about hydrochloric acid. So we can use bitters or apple cider vinegar to help. So bitter herbs help to stimulate hydrochloric acid production and keep that sphincter closed. Now, you know, it's a case-by-case basis because you want to make sure that the stomach of the lining and esophagus has been addressed. Like, you want to make sure there's enough mucus there and it's all healed, and you don't want to be giving hydrochloric acid if there's something going on with the stomach.
So remind me then, how do we increase the mucus? Is there a natural way? Is it just by doing the slippery elm and the DGL? Mm-hmm. And
the healing herbs, yeah.
Okay. What about chia seeds? Because they make that sort of gelatinous.
Yeah, they're mucilaginous too. Yeah, I would say that would be good. Oatmeal is good too. If you've ever made oatmeal, it gets kind of like mucilaginous too.
Yeah.
Okra is another one, I think.
Oh, yeah. Okra.
Yeah. But like, I don't eat okra.
Stick a bunch of cornmeal with okra. I do like okra.
Okay. So, and then, you know, there's a certain form of zinc that is particularly healing for the tissues of the stomach.
How would you know if you were looking at a shelf of supplements?
You would probably, zinc carnosine is what it is.
Carnitine?
So carnosine.
Carnosine.
Yeah, you probably want to talk to your naturopath about that. I don't know if they sell it at the regular store, but they might.
Don't forget Fern Cove Medicine, Dr. Lisa Morse.
Yeah. And then just some other things. Probiotics are helpful. We talked about having the right gut flora, and fish oil is anti-inflammatory.
So those fish oil being an oil, would that contribute to sort of coating the lining?
Maybe a little bit, but I wouldn't
Not
particularly
as much
think
as
that.
Like say mucus would?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then there's just some other things that you could do. Fresh cabbage juice is a very
yummy.
Hey, I like it.
How do you make fresh cabbage juice?
With a juicer. Yeah.
So you like squeeze all, you can't like pulverize it in a Vitamix?
You could, I guess.
Squeeze it.
Yeah, you could.
You could?
Yeah. And then just like eating in a relaxed environment is important. You know, eating small meals and chewing your food well. It's is, you know, very important and not talked about very much. One more thing is, well, not one more thing, actually, but also I like to check my patients for what we call dysbiosis. And we've talked about this in other shows, just making sure that there's not a yeast overgrowth or small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. It's an important part to consider if you're not getting results from all of these other things. And as well, there's other therapies that can help. You know, acupuncture can be helpful, homeopathy and hydrotherapy, which I have a lot of, I really enjoy giving my patients hydrotherapy.
You'll have to tell us more about that.
Yeah. Well, I do it in my office, but then also I give them things to do at home. Yeah.
It sounds like you might have a hot tub in there. Hydrotherapy.
Well, no, I don't have a hot tub, but that could be part of it. Eventually, one day I'd like to. And then stress management. That's another huge part. You know, we've talked about this, how digestion is dependent on the nervous system being in a rested